This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I think I'm going to follow back this account on Twitter.
What account is that?
Bonte Hill's burner account.
Okay, I'm going to look it up.
It's a photo of me in Hawaii at this coffee spot. The nice mimosa, some coffee, taco meat showing.
Oh, I have it.
And it's a tweet at Draymond Green.
And he follows me.
This is how I'm going to pull up on Money Green if he talked to me like that again on TV.
Bro, this like, picture. This is,
come on, man.
This picture of you in the Niner hat. With,
shocked you talking to me.
This is incredible. You're right. You'll never catch me. 3-7-2024.
Absolutely incredible.
That's a tweet, though. Only two tweets. So
I can respect it.
You know, maybe they don't have much material. Maybe they don't have much material. All right. Fun guest list. Mayor-elect Daniel Lorre is going to join us at 8:30. Daniel Lorre, 8:30. Mayor-elect. He's a man of his word. Said he will come on once he won the mayor's race, and he will come on today at 8:30. We'll have some fun with him, plus Jake Hutchinson at 9:20. Jake, our 95.7 game insider, of course, he's been all over the Niners beat. He'll let us know about the lay of the land down there in Santa Clara as Deominder Lenore signed a 5-year, $92 million deal. We don't know the particulars of the deal. We just don't. We don't know how much is guaranteed. What is he getting at signing? But the Niners lock up one of their best young players. And Michael Silver had an article. He had an article in the Chronicle during the training camp. Like, you know, is Deominder Lenore the next superstar for the San Francisco 49ers? Well, he's certainly playing like it. He's talking like it. He looks like it in that number two. He's making plays, whether it's Sunday night football, Thursday night football, Sunday afternoon. Deominder Lenore is that guy. And I can't think of the last time the Niners paid a homegrown cornerback.
Oh, wow.
To an extension. A homegrown cornerback to an extension like this.
Well, not this big. But like Tremaine Brock got extended, but it was like a, he was like a practice squad guy that kind of got like a year start. And they extended him for a couple years. It was nothing like this. I mean, look.
Did Ahmed Plummer get extended after his rookie deal?
He was so hurt. I don't remember the neck.
He was a first round pick.
Yeah. Jason Webster, him.
Yeah.
That's 20 years ago.
Terrell Brown.
25 years ago.
Terrell Brown, maybe, but not this big,
right?
Didn't
Terrell Brown sign with the Raiders?
He signed with the Raiders. He moved on.
He's the, again, $92 million. We don't know the guarantees. But based off, like, the reported number, that's the sixth highest paid cornerback in the NFL.
I was hearing 12 on a per year
So basis. AAV is 12.
Yeah,
exactly. And it's 7% of the cap. I was thinking about it. Like, all of the top 12 guys make somewhere between $30 and $45 million guaranteed.
Tremaine Brock, four-year, $16 million extension.
Think of how the money has exploded. 4 years, $16 million. Now, he was not as good as Deominder Lenore. When they took Lenore, it was also the same draft they took Ambry Thomas, correct?
Yes.
And it felt like they were taking flyers, you know, whatever, like on these late-round secondary players. And, you know, they really hit on this guy. He can play inside. He can play outside. He can stuff the run. You know, Kaywan Williams was quietly a very important player.
Good slot corner
for the Niners for a long time. D'Amador is obviously more dynamic, especially downfield as a guy that can defend the pass, but he rarely gets PIs. He is constantly in a guy's back hip. He makes plays on the ball as a high pointer. I mean, he doesn't really have a hole. And he's just week in, week out, a guy that I always ask Baldy about because he's constantly making plays when I rewatch the game.
Well, you got to remember when he first burst onto the scene out of Oregon. And he's in the class with Ambry Thomas and Hufanga and Trey Lance, Elijah Mitchell, 7th-round pick in that draft. D'Amador Lenore made waves when he posted a video of himself jamming up wide receivers at rookie camp. Remember, he drew the attention of the NFL and the NFL Players Association, and the Niners were fined $100,000, and Coach Shanahan was docked $50,000 because Lenore was like, you know what? I'm going to put the video up, and this is who I am. And he cost the team with his physicality at rookie camp because he was just pucking wide receivers. So Shanahan spoke about that. I remember this. He goes, he stuck out our first day at rookie camp when he got me fined a lot because you jammed people too hard and didn't put it on the internet. That was the first time I ever got mad at him. But I was really excited about it despite what it took away from my kids' college tuition. But it showed we had the right type of dude. Now, remember, he was in a doghouse. Eleanor brought up the scrimmages with Minnesota. When they went up to Minnesota with Trey Lance as a starting quarterback and are doing one-on-ones with Justin Jefferson. And Ambry Thomas, you never give up a rep. That's you don't do that. But he did because Lenore is like, I need these reps against Justin Jefferson. I need these reps. I'm in the doghouse. Shanahan's watching. So he's going through these reps with Justin Jefferson. And Lenore breaks it down. He's like, Shanahan's right behind me. And he's watching closely. I'm in a doghouse already. I need the ball out. He said he made a couple plays on Justin Jefferson. Looked back at Shanahan. And Shanahan had that little smirk on his face. You know, that little arrogant smirk like, yeah, okay. I got something here. This guy's balling. He's going to play. And so he worked himself. He's another guy who worked himself out of Shanahan's doghouse and got himself a nice deal.
We should start calling Shanahan Snoopy.
Shanahan Snoopy.
I mean, like this doghouse thing is just so funny.
Or Scooby.
What is it? Don Nelson had a doghouse. Obviously, Kyle has one.
Possibly.
I mean, it's just, it's kind of funny. No, like credit to D'Amador Lenore. When I look at the great cornerbacks, their ability to be able to flip the hips, as I call it, right? Mm-hmm. Like you're backpedaling and then on a dime, you can flip your hips and be able to change directions and not lose top end speed and not lose, you know, and not get a lot of separation between you and the wide receiver. Mm-hmm. Like his ability to do that is elite. He's an excellent player. And then his ability
inside,
to also
outside. What? Inside, outside too, man.
Yeah.
He's playing inside, outside, doesn't matter.
And his ability to locate the ball in the air and make, he does this thing where he puts like his left hand on the back shoulder and then bats it down with the right or vice versa without drawing a penalty. There's an art to it. There's an entire art form to it. I mean, he's an excellent player and there's a reason that they kept him. And you know, this is a lot about D'Amador Lenore, so I don't want to make this about other things. But when I saw them sign this deal, and for him to sign this deal right now, obviously it makes a ton of sense for him. You don't want to get hurt. You know, the money could not be there. It could dry up. You just never know what's going to happen down the line. I was like, one of two things. First, good. I'm glad that the Niners didn't wait until the offseason to allow this to kind of drag through. This is a player that I have to prioritize and I have to keep. Number two. Boy, I feel like you don't give a deal like this out knowing their precarious cap situation for next year if you don't have a good feel for what you think Brock Purdy is going to sign with you for. I'm not saying he's taking a discount. I'm just saying I think the Niners have a good feel on how much they're going to shell out for the quarterback. And you don't make that kind of an investment in the secondary without having a good, clear understanding of what the guarantees about, you know, approximately, are going to be for your quarterback. So I feel really confident that a Purdy deal is also going to happen. Well, that's just my gut feeling.
Well, I think a Purdy deal is going to happen no matter what. But in terms of what they're going to shell out to Purdy can change over the next 9 weeks. It could change. He could either play poorly, very poorly, and then money decreases. Or he could play at the all NFL level that he did a season ago, and I think he's playing well. He may just ball out over the next 2 months, and that price tag changes. So I do think they have an allotment of cash waiting for Brock Purdy. I think there's no secret about that. But how much he gets, I think it's a little premature to determine what he's going to get. And we don't know what the roster will shake out to be. You may be making moves with Debo. You may be making moves with Kittle. Who the hell knows what's going to happen this offseason? Because, again, the NFL league is a year-to-year league, and you have to be able to manage this cap. And a lot of teams, they're looking at the cap 3 years from now, 4 years from now, what their budget is going to be, who's getting what, where restructures could possibly happen at. So, look, your point is well taken. Lenore got his money. And they prioritize him knowing that Tarvarius Ward is a free agent. He's probably going to walk. And we all knew that coming into the season. It kind of sucks now because he just lost his daughter. And it sucks for him. But with Renardo Green showing flashes and their ability to draft corners late in the draft, they've done a great job drafting some good corners here in San Francisco. Purdy's money's going to fluctuate. And who knows what he may go on a run here. Brock Purdy throw for another 4,000 yards. And throw for another 25 to 30 touchdowns and want all the money in the world. So I don't know what's going to happen with Brock Purdy.
Well, to your point about budgeting, I just think that when I look at this, it's entirely plausible that money goes up and down by, you know, a fraction. I don't know what that fraction is, right? I don't know if we're talking a lot or a little. I personally don't believe Brock Purdy playing great for 4 or 5 weeks instantly elevates him to $80 million a year guaranteed. Right. Like, I think the number is pretty close. I think
top money's what, 60?
55 to 60, 55 depending to 60. On who it is.
That's top money.
Yeah.
He could reset that money, right?
Plausibly.
Yeah.
Plausibly, but also remember that he's not a quote-unquote free agent, right? So it doesn't behoove the 49ers to reset the market. Like the Dak situation, he was set to be a free agent, and if you franchise him, then you have to have all that cash guaranteed up front and it hits your books immediately. So there's some reasoning why Dallas did what they did. I'm looking at it from the Niner perspective. You don't necessarily, again, they could, but yeah. You don't necessarily have to give him top of the market because you could play hardball. But if I'm in Purdy's camp, I'm like, well, there's no way I'm showing up to training camp. And I just don't think that both parties, after everything we went through with Brandon Ayuk and Nick Bosa, to me, it behooves all people to just get a deal done at the beginning of the new, I think the calendar year starts March 1. It just behooves them to get it done right away. And I think they're going to.
And they probably will. They probably will. I think with the Ayuk situation,
whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I think there was, if I'm reading through the lines, reading between the lines here, and I know, Bloodman, we're going to break. I know. I think the Niners were unsure what to do with Brandon Ayuk around the NFL draft.
Interesting.
I think there was some confliction there within that building. Do we trade him? Do we pay him? Do we trade him? Do we pay him? And then, obviously, Deebo Samuel was part of those talks as well. We can't slip on that. That around NFL draft, let's just take calls on both these guys. So I think there was some confliction there on what to do with Ayuk and to a lesser degree, what to do with Deebo Samuel. And they ended up drafting Ricky Pearsall, who looks like he could be a player here. That catcher role was very impressive. This guy could be a player. Two big catches on the final drive. But I think they have to eliminate that indecision early when it comes to Brock Purdy. You know he's your guy. The owners already came out and said, you're going to reset the market with him. So, yeah, deal's going to get done. honestly, I'm not losing sleep over whether or not they're going to pay Purdy on time. He's going to get his money. He's going to get his money. And he was going to get it no matter what, whether Lenore signed an extension or not. Purdy's in line to get a contract extension. I think we can all agree there on that one here. So let's break of 6:42. Don't miss the kickoff show this Sunday with Evan Giddings and Renzo Neal live 2 hours before the start of the game. Join us at the Hilton Santa Clara for delicious food, great drinks, and the best pregame show in the Bay Area presented by Habba's Law. You've been wronged. Habba's Law will fight to make it right. Call 1-800-INJURED or visit Habba'sLaw.com. What's coming up on the game brought to you by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. Is there anybody out there who think the Niners acted prematurely in giving Amador Lenore a contract extension? 5 years, $92 million. I haven't seen one complaint about it. I'm not complaining about it. I think it's a very good deal. Now, what's the guarantees? We've yet to see that. But more on Amador Lenore and the 49ers getting ready for the Seahawks.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.